with SRN News, I'm John Scott. Nearly 1 million homes and businesses remain without power from Texas to Louisiana. That's after fierce thunderstorms in the region. Hurricane force winds swept through Houston, blowing windows out of downtown skyscrapers and toppling transmission towers. Bob Orovic is lead forecaster with National Weather Service.
A lot of heavy rain, and there's a lot of severe reports also. There's a lot of high wind reports that stretch across southwest to central Texas towards the Houston area. And some of those high winds also spread eastward into the southern portions of Louisiana.
Houston Mayor Jan Whitmer called the downtown a mess and told people not to go to work Friday unless they were considered essential workers. 4 people were killed, and officials warned that electricity outages for some residents could last days, maybe even weeks. Also at SRNNews.com, international correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on fresh aid shipments to Gaza.
This is part of an operation that military officials anticipate could scale up to 150 truckloads a day entering the Gaza Strip as Israel presses in on the southern city of Rafah. Its 7-month offensive against Hamas raging on. Before the war, more than 500 truckloads entered Gaza on an average day. Israeli restrictions on border crossings and heavy fighting hinder food and other supplies reaching people there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Lebanon's terrorist group Hezbollah introducing new tactics against Israel as the war drags on. Hezbollah has used a drone equipped with missiles to attack an Israeli post, as well as an explosive drone to hit its deepest target so far since the clashes began 7 months ago. The Dow had 51 points, but the Nasdaq 10 points in the red. This is SRN News. An effort to curb ministry scandals is being launched. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability rates churches and parachurch organizations on their fiscal stewardship and transparency. But the organization is concerned about the growing number of pastors being caught in scandals, often having nothing to do with money per se. So the ECFA is working on a leadership standard category to add to its other ratings of ministries. It should be operational later this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new abortion clinic is going to open in southeast Kansas this fall, bolstering the state's efforts to become an abortion destination for women who live in pro-life states. Kansas voters recently rejected a constitutional amendment that could have led to laws limiting abortion, like those in effect in neighboring Missouri, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. This is SRN News. A mayoral candidate and 5 other people killed in a shooting at campaign rally in the violence-wrecked southern Mexico state of Chiapas. Mexico's 2 main drug cartels have been fighting for control of the region. Mexico's July 2nd elections have been marred by violence, with about 20 candidates killed so far in 2024. A French synagogue attacker has been shot.
They'd been alerted early Friday morning. The smoke was rising from the synagogue and came face to face with the man when they got there. The National Police Information Service said the man surged towards officers with a knife and a metal bar, and that one officer opened fire. Rouen's mayor says the man is thought to have climbed onto a trash container and thrown a sort of Molotov cocktail inside the synagogue. Tensions and anger have grown in France over the Israel-Hamas war and anti-Semitic acts have surged. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.